such, in a sort of single paragraph form, actually was what it was in one of the Hitchhiker books. I think life, the universe and everything. 'Cause whenever I'd get sort of stuck on a storyline in Hitchhiker, I'd always invent a couple of other quick storylines and give them to the guy to talk about. So here was one little idea that was sitting there, and a number of people said to me, "Oh, you should turn that into a novel." It just seemed like too much of a good idea, and I tend to resist those. But in fact, I discovered there was a very good reason why I wasn't interested in doing Starship Titanic as a book, which was that essentially it was a story about a thing. I just thought of this idea, and didn't have any people attached to it, and you can only really tell stories about people. So later, when I was thinking, okay, now I want to do a CD-ROM, because I want to justify the fact that I spend all my time sitting fiddling around with computers, I actually wanted to turn it into proper grown-up work. So I was thinking, what would be a good thing? Then I suddenly remembered that the problem with turning Starship Titanic into a book, that it was about a thing, about a place, about a ship, suddenly became very much to its advantage. When you're doing a CD-ROM, what you're eventually going to create is a place, an environment. The Onion. And the user becomes the character. Douglas. Yes, exactly. Once the place begins to develop, you then put the characters in it. But it isn't about the characters, it's about the ship. What I then wanted to do was something, well, it was either very old-fashioned or very radical, depending on which way you look at it. I wanted to build a conversation engine into the game. Years and years ago, I did a game based on Hitchhiker's Guide with a company called Infocom, which was a great company. They were doing witty, intelligent, literate games based on text. You know, there are several thousand years of human culture telling you can do quite a lot with text, and putting in the extra element of interactivity should just add to the possibilities. You turn the computer into the storyteller, and the player into the audience, like in the old days when the storyteller would actually respond to the audience, rather than just have the audience respond to the storyteller. I had an enormous amount of fun, actually, working on that. I just loved constructing these virtual conversations between the player and the machine. So I just thought it'd be lovely to try to extend that and do more with it in a modern graphics game. Because what I would like to do is see if one can take that old conversation technology and make characters really speak. Put them in an environment and see where you go from there. So we started to tackle this problem of being able to speak to the characters. Of course, everything you do with language just balloons as a problem. To begin with, we wanted to do it whereby it would be text-to-speech, which gives you the advantage that you have much more flexibility in constructing sentences on the fly. On the other hand, all of your characters sound like semi-concussed Norwegians, which I felt is a downside. So we eventually realized we were going to have to do pre-recorded speech. And I thought, that's terrible, because you only have a limited number of responses. It's